When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold, and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Steve Colburn back with us. He is a chemist, materials scientist, 20 plus years experience in chemistry and nanotechnology. Currently works in the area of carbon nanotubes with his company, Deutron Star Nanotechnology. Steve has analyzed several alleged alien implants in recent years, worked with Dr. Roger Lear, the late. Steve's research discovered that these objects contain carbon nanotubes and other nanostructures, indicating that they were sophisticated nanodevices made by a level of nanotechnology far beyond that of current mainstream earthly science. Think about that. Steve was the first researcher outside the government to make this incredible discovery. Steve, welcome back. How have you been?
I've been great, George.
Tell us a little bit. You had an implant removed by Dr. Roger Lear, didn't you?
Yeah, I was patient 15 in his implant removal project. The aliens put an implant in my left second toe, and he removed it about 7 months later.
How old were you when you think they might have done this?
That was back in 2008. I was 48 years old.
What was the episode? How did this happen that you might recall?
My wife had just had given birth to our daughter a couple of months before, and she was over at her parents' house. Her mom was helping out with the baby, and I stopped over at our house to water the plants and do a few things, and got tired, told him I was going to spend the night over there, and I heard some rustling in the backyard and went out in the backyard and found two enormous raccoons in our avocado tree eating avocados. And these were big. I mean, they were, it just astonished me, the size of the things. One was about 70 pounds, like the size of a husky dog, something like that. And, the other one was somewhat smaller, maybe 50 pounds. And, I didn't even know they got that big. And I fed the animals some cat food and observed them for a while, and then, got tired and went to bed. And, we'd had a lot of strange activity in the house in the weeks prior to that, and I woke up about 8 o'clock the next morning, and the sides of my head were kind of sore, and I had a weird stinging pain in my left second toe. Jeez. And I knew that the aliens had, I just had a strong gut feeling that the aliens had been there in the middle of the night, and that I had two more implants.
What do you think they wanted with you, Stephen?
I think they're putting in an implant to monitor my bodily parameters. I think the implant was to monitor body temperature, blood oxygenation, things like that.
Were they interested in what you were working on?
Perhaps. I'm not really sure. I know that they want my help for installing equipment and helping with medical procedures and things like that. I remembered a lot of it under hypnotic regression later on.
What did our friend Dr. Lear say about this?
Well, he didn't believe me at first. He thought that I was some crank, and but he gave me a prescription to get the toe x-rayed, and told him to give a copy of the film to the patient. And they gave me the copy of the film after I got it x-rayed, and I knew that I was going to see something holding it up to the light. But when I did, it was a life-changing event. Like I tell everybody, it's one thing to strongly suspect that something like this is going on with you. It's quite another matter to have proof and to know for sure.
That's right.
It looked like a bent piece of wire on the x-ray. It looked smaller on the x-ray than it was when it was removed.
Fascinating. Now, how did you get involved in studying Mars?
I've just been interested in Mars for a long time, and I thought it really ties into the alien phenomenon, because there's evidence of past civilization there, and it's the most Earth-like planet in the solar system.
Tell us the kind of work you've been doing about Mars, Steve.
There's been a huge cover-up going on in Mars since the 1950s, apparently. The ground-based astronomers, Percival Lowell and V.C. Slipher and a couple others, knew that there was evidence of past civilization and plant life, at least. And there's plant life that varies with the seasons. You can see that in the photographs from the Hubble Space Telescope and the rovers and the various rovers and orbiters that have been sent to Mars.
I saw a picture on Mars once that looked like a bunch of trees. You remember that one?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've got the picture here. There's definitely trees in the South Polar region, because that's the region with the most water during the summer in that hemisphere. Some of those trees are like half a kilometer across. They look like giant banyan trees.
Now, is it just vegetation life that's on Mars, in your opinion?
No, there's apparently at least simple animal life. There's been pictures of what look like insects from the rovers, one of a rat-like creature. It certainly looked that way anyway.
Or a little reptile or something.
Yeah, and a reptile. There have been photographs of what looked like a statue head or a space helmet, or perhaps a skull. It's not for sure what it is, but it's definitely either humanoid remains or some artifact.
Chinese rover found some water on the moon. What do you think about Mars, which was laden with water at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, there used to be a lot more water on Mars. There's still a fair amount, not as much as on Earth, but there's mud. The landing site of I believe it was the Spirit rover, was quite muddy, and NASA invented a lot of excuses as to why that's not mud and liquid water can't exist on Mars, but I think most people know mud when they see it. And the truth is that the Viking landers detected 100% humidity on Mars. So even if they're right and the pressure is too low for liquid water to exist ordinarily, where is it going to go at 100% humidity? It'll evaporate and then more will come in from the air. So
sure.
It's not going. No liquid is going anywhere if the atmosphere is saturated with its vapor. And also, if water has a lot of dissolved salts, the vapor pressure is lowered and the boiling point's elevated. So,
are there clouds in Mars?
Yeah, there's quite a few clouds, and the Mars Polar Lander actually saw it snow there at one point.
Really?
They didn't make a big deal about that, but I saw the films or the pictures.
What's the atmosphere like, Steve?
According to NASA, it's 6 to 9 millibars, which is about 1/100th as dense as Earth's. That I kind of have an issue with. The ground-based astronomers thought it was more like a tenth as dense as Earth. It's much thinner than Earth's in any event. The atmospheric composition is mostly CO2, about 95% CO2, maybe 3% nitrogen, 1.6% argon, 0.13% oxygen, 0.03% water vapor, and a trace of neon. In the case of the oxygen, even if NASA is right that the oxygen level is only 0.13%, even that level of oxygen would probably require plant life to maintain, because oxygen is such a reactive gas.
What about the canals again that Lowell was able to see? What are they?
Well, I saw them for myself during the close opposition of 2003 through an 8-inch telescope. I didn't believe in all this at the time, and I was looking at Mars through the telescope at high magnification, and I noticed that whenever the looking at a planet through a telescope is like looking through something through a water or a swimming pool. Every once in a while, the surface will get calm, and then you can see things better. And it's kind of like that with the atmosphere. Every couple of minutes, the atmosphere clears up for a few seconds. And when that happened, I was seeing lions on Mars, and I'm going like, holy, you know what? These things are real. They've been acting like Percival Lowell was a lunatic for believing in that. He's not the only one that saw him, though.
Can they still be seen there?
Yeah. What's that?
Can they still be seen there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's pictures from orbit that show them pretty clearly. There's actually water seepages into the canals or whatever you want to call them. But, yeah, there's large ditches or canals or channels all over the planet that have water seepage into them that may have been used as an irrigation system at one time by the inhabitants.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. What kind of other signs of past civilizations might have been present on Mars? And what do you think Mars might have been like millions of years ago?
Millions of years ago, Mars was wetter, and there were shallow oceans, there was probably more plant life and probably more animal life as well. As far as evidence of past civilization, there's shapes and pictures in the ground, pyramids, statues like the face on Mars. That's the probability of the face on Mars in the Cydonia region being just a trick of light and shadow, like NASA says, is vanishingly small. The Viking, some members of the Viking imaging team came to that conclusion a long time ago, as did Dr. Tom Van Flandern, former head of the Naval Observatory.
Yeah, he was one of the good ones, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was a great guy.
But why is NASA so reluctant, Steve, to tell us about this stuff?
Well, I think the reason is because there's been the UFO controversy for years, since the end of World War II, at least. And I think that if they admitted that there's plant life or simple organisms on the planet right next door, that would make the whole alien UFO thing much more likely in the public mind.
Absolutely. In terms of Mars, do you think it was once laden with a population?
Yeah. There's some evidence that, particularly from the Martian or the Soviet probe Phobos 1, that there might still be population there. They came up with an infrared photograph that showed what looked like an underground city, and it's at a higher temperature than the surroundings, so it's probably currently inhabited. I think that it's currently inhabited at a very low population density, is my opinion.
Well, where'd the rest of the inhabitants go? All underground, or did they come here?
They probably died off. Mars was once a moon of the original Planet 4 in that orbit, according to Tom Van Flandern.
The one that blew up and became the asteroid belt?
Yeah, Planet 4 exploded millions of years ago, and that's why one side of Mars is heavily cratered and the other side is relatively smooth. The heavily cratered side was the one facing the explosion.
As a scientist, what have your peers and colleagues say about this?
Well, I'm not a mainstream scientist. I go where the data takes me, and I don't just blindly believe what's in the textbooks, and I take my lead from people from maverick scientists like Dr. Van Flandern, and I just read what's out there and look at the evidence. In this case, photographs from Mars that have been taken recently, and just form my own conclusions.
And in your best guess, what's going on Mars right now?
Well, I think there, like I say, there's some plant life and lichens on the rocks and bushes in areas with high water, photosynthetic bacteria. You can see a layer of what looks like photosynthetic bacteria, blue-green algae, it's also known as, in some areas on the river photographs.
These discoveries would be fantastic, Steve, wouldn't they, to go public with?
Yeah. Well, I wrote a report on Mars back in 2003 after seeing the canals for myself and reading up on all this and looking at the NASA data. And I sent you a copy. There's a lot of photographs there. And one thing that is really fiction that they show the public a lot is this total redded out sky version of Mars. The sky is actually blue or gray, and it looks more like Arizona than what they show on the press release photos of Mars. It's like they turned the red way up, probably to hide all the green on the rocks.
That is fascinating, to be sure, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely really something.
Does any of this shock you?
Oh, yeah, it shocked the heck out of me. I was amazed that they were distorting the facts to this extent. I've been amazed about a lot of things like that in looking into space and the UFO thing in general.
Do you think Mars is the only planet outside of Earth in our solar system that might have been inhabited?
I'm not sure. There seems to be a cover-up going on about Venus, too. I'm not sure I believe the government's assertions that the surface is 900 degrees Fahrenheit and that the surface pressures were 1,500 PSI. That just seems a little bit of a stretch to me. And I find it strange that there have been over a dozen spacecraft sent to Venus over the last few decades, but there's very little data available about Venus that's been sent to the public. But I don't know what to believe on Venus.
Steve Colburn with us. We're going to take... Go ahead, Steve.
People back in the 50s used to think it was some sort of a swamp planet, but you know, the jury's still out on that as far as I'm concerned.
Do you think our Mars rovers were able to capture some of these pictures and strange things, and NASA just never gave them to us?
They didn't give some of them to us, but on another area, they're just putting out thousands of photographs, and you have to wade through all the mundane photographs to get to the good stuff. And I think part of the reason that there were no Mars missions between 1976 when Viking landed and the next mission in the mid-90s was because they wanted to wait until image tampering computer technology had caught up sufficiently so that they could
airbrush things out.
Any signs of life or civilization.
What do you think will happen when we send astronauts up there?
I think this is all going to come to light. I think that they're going to have to admit it to the public. And a NASA scientist that I talked to, that was introduced to me by Whitley Strieber, actually said during an argument that we had over Mars and private aerospace efforts that they had an agenda. NASA has an agenda to release this stuff very slowly to the public. He got so upset when I praised private aerospace efforts that I think he said some things he shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
Or wasn't supposed to say.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.